I'm going to spell the last name for me and include your maiden name, if you would. I know, just forget.
So are you going to start by asking me any questions?
Yeah, I'd like you to say your name and your maiden name and then spell Dobbin. It's without an S, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
Deal.
Yeah,
right.
Everybody wants to put an S on.
I know. It seems right, doesn't it? And what was your maiden name, Joy?
Neach. Neach.
Oh. And your middle name?
My middle name is Joy. My first name is Velma Joy.
Oh, I didn't ever know that. Yeah, that's neat. Names are an interesting thing, aren't they? Yeah. Okay, and how, when did you, let me start back again. What's your birth date?
29th of May, 1909.
And where were you born?
I was born about 3 miles from the little town of Crescent, Oklahoma.
And you lived there your early years?
For 8 months.
Oh.
My mother came to this valley to visit my aunt and uncle when she was 15 years old, and she stayed a year. Then she went back to Oklahoma, and she met my father, and they went together about 3 years. Well, they decided that they either should break up or get married. So they got married.
Thank goodness.
So they started the main crop at that time in the part of Oklahoma that they lived in was cotton. And my dad thought they were surely an easier way to make a living than what they called chopping cotton. They seeded in a special little drill.
Mm-hmm.
And then after it came up, while they went along and the plants that weren't nice or just too thick, they chopped those out. And that's what they call chopping cotton.
So it's really thinning.
So the fields, if you've ever been back in that country, when they're in blue, they are beautiful.
Yes.
They're yellow, and some of them are pale blue, some of them are white.
Hmm.
They are beautiful fields.
I agree. I agree.
Well, they decided that Mother liked it out here very much that year. So they sold out what little bit they collected, which was $2,000 for me.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, when they arrived in Iran, Mother couldn't remember whether she should call from Alisal or Imler. They didn't have telephones at that time. Well, she decided to call from Alisal, where she should have called Imler. And it took forever for that telephone call to get from Alisal to Imler. And then back up the road to Fort Ryan and Ocala, which was over on the sand ridge. And that's that old road that goes through there, was called Highway Lake.
And what were your aunt and uncle seeing?
Jim and Eric continued. That's my uncle and his pictures of
him. Oh, okay. Get the connections around here eventually.
So, at that time, we had lots of snow in this country. Well, I mean lots of snow. Most of what this is with rail fences. The other fences hadn't been into use yet. Mm-hmm. Well, they were set there was no fences inside. Everything was permanent. You could take your outside and go any place you wanted.
Well, I bet that was a pretty sign.
You didn't have to follow any rules.
Hmm.
And that was how they arrived here. Then when spring started to break, when my father started looking for a place to buy, and he bought this place here.
And $3,000 would buy a farm then, wouldn't it?
He didn't use that money.
Oh.
He borrowed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember that man's name. But he came to this valley with E.J. West. Now, there'll be a lot of people know who E.J. West was. You mm-hmm. probably heard of
him. Heard the name, yeah.
Didn't have a very good reputation, sorry to say. And so this man, later in life, he wanted my dad's, there was another ranch that my dad had bought, he had had very nice. But of course, he didn't have very much money. And this gentleman wanted to loan him the money. And he said, well, he said, if you were a younger man, I would take you on. But you're getting to be an elderly gentleman, and you know what I need. Now, this is the publication.
You want me to turn it on?
Yes.
Okay. So, are you related to Glenn McKenzie? Or is that a different?
No. Glenn McKenzie's, he would have been his grandmother McKenzie.
Okay.
She was my uncle's mother.
Oh, okay.
So they aren't related.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's a little story there if you want to shut it. When spring came, then my dad started looking for a place, and they chose this place. Well, I don't know, there's probably a lot of people don't know, but in early days, the Mormons tried to take over this valley. Well, they didn't succeed. They did pretty well, I guess, for a long time, but the Mormons back in Utah, I guess they got tired of producing money. They were raising sugar beets, and that was out around the Hot Lake Country when they began that. And at one time, they had a sugar beet factory getting there. And I think there's still scars of it, and it would be there where the mill is.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's still scars of it.
Mm-hmm.
You were good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know whether she put this in there or not. You know anything about the Mormon religion? Uncle gave my father a series of verses that he had just broke.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just this meadow out here, and a little strip that joins onto this, and a little strip above the house was all that was, all the rest of it was trees.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad cut down all of those trees, and those horses pulled a lot of the stumps.
Mm-hmm.
The big ones, of course, were plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
And they were quite a wonderful team.
Like big workhorses?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
They were quite stale.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And eventually, well, yeah. My dad, I think it was 5 years of milk cow. But my dad bought it from my uncle in the kitchen. When my mother came out here, and she was 15, when the grand family owned quite a strip of land that was a great, great town.
Okay.
And that was quite a large family. Well, mother, of course, she had never seen girls ride a horse, didn't know anything about cattle.
Mm-hmm.
So they had lots of cattle in those days. And Mina, sadly,
mm-hmm.
and Glenn's mother was the two girls that rode the horses and drove the calves up the bridle in and
oh.
And that was something for my mother to see.
That was the first cowgirls.
They were little cowgirls
uh-huh.
in the day.
Uh-huh. And I guess everybody had to work. You know, you just pitched in.
They did. So then that was where my dad got his start
mm-hmm.
in the cattle.
Mm-hmm.
Just from those 5 cows.
Hmm.
And so the years later, I guess I was about 10 years or 12.
Mm-hmm. In that range.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uncle came to me and I had decided to quit farming and move to town. Well, and then go from here over there.
Okay.
And my dad still had this thing. And my this field out here was in Germany, and the rest of it was in my house. We put up cave, and I got big enough. I grew hearing for him.
Oh, yeah.
Stacked the hay.
Uh-huh.
Well, as you got more cattle and a little more hay, well, my mother, she needed some help. So one of the neighbor's youngest sons down here, he became old enough to drive Derek. So he was hired to take my place.
Mm-hmm.
And I went home and helped mother. And she taught me how to cook.
And so then you did the meals and... Mm-hmm.
And so she started me on how to make rolls and pies and cakes and everything, and at that time, you fed your men 3 meals a day.
Must have been tremendous.
Well, that went on for 7 years,
mm-hmm.
until the grass seed
mm-hmm.
came to this valley.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't eat me.
Okay.
So everybody could eat
me, mm-hmm.
except me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of food, isn't it?
Well, yes,
mm-hmm. And you made bread, I suppose.
Yes.
Would you do that every day, Joy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just do things just gradually increased. And of course, the automobile came in, and I can remember the first automobile, the first thing that my uncle had, it was a Ford.
By today's standards, yeah.
And he had a big gate that you opened to get out into the road. And I don't know sick the first night, and he cranked it up and took it out of the shop around there. He ran through the gate and he said, "Whoa," and it didn't stop.
Whether that's true or not, that's what he told me.
But I do know he had to saw it out of the gate.
Now, did you drive the car?
Huh?
Did you drive the car?
Well, eventually, yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So, of course, that went on, and then he bought another car, and that was a Dodge, and he gave my dad the old Ford. Well, I can't remember now, but the cars was all hand cranked in, you know, mm-hmm. and there was lots of broken arms in those days.
Yeah.
Because those cars kicked back. Mm-hmm. And I know there was a little box that sat there in the front, and there was three different compartments, and I don't remember what they were called, but I remember my dad jiggling those things around, and it'd eventually start. And I can remember that he had, he sent for some books to read up on about automobiles.
Really?
And things of the time that was coming in from CDs. And of course, And boy, when he steamed out, you could look over there and see his cloud of dust.
Watch his dust. When somebody had a broken arm, would they go to a doctor?
Oh, I don't imagine so.
Really?
No, I don't think so. They didn't have too many doctors in those days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You had hot legs.
Well, that was later. Yes, that is one of the things that is going on now. People are, I don't know if they try to find out something about hot legs. Well, they don't mention Dr. Fy. Well, Dr. Fy is what made hot leg.
He was hot leg, wasn't he?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think perhaps he was the first doctor we had here that operated on people.
I see.
He saved many lives in his day.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he had an operating room on the top floor.
Oh, and that was a beautiful room. Was he ever in?
I don't think so.
Well, I was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, Bill, he told my mother that he was losing his mind. He didn't know exactly what it was. Well, he had some ulcerated teeth that he didn't know he had.
Mm-hmm.
And his body was filled with pus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had the teeth pulled, and he went to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And he put his bath into it. It was too much. And I think Dr. Brown had just came to this country.
Mm-hmm.
And he was his doctor.
Yeah.
And he saved his life.
Yeah.
Well, he really died, right? I guess the question for that is
now. And it was so possible. Mm-hmm.
And there was just They serve wonderful food. And Dr. Hott had one of the outstanding bird of all foods in the United States at one time.
Oh, really?
Yes. And Harold was bad when he was dark and he lost that. They built it 3 times a day.
So he ran a dairy too, didn't he?
Well, yes. I suppose he sold that milk and food. And he had 2 kids in the house. The people that worked for him, the wife, she was a dietitian at that time, and she went around to all the patients and would ask them if there was something special that they wanted, that they might eat. Well, she'd go out, if there was, she'd go out to get some other good food.
Isn't that wonderful?
And the husband took care of the chickens. She did too now, and they lived with him.
Were all the rooms then hospital rooms?
What about?
Hospital rooms, I mean, was it sick people who stayed there?
Oh, sure.
Yes.
That hospital room, I don't know what it was finished in, but it was the whitest white you ever saw anything. It was just spotless. I don't think they even needed any overhead lights. And then it's just been destroyed. And the firehouse is still being used.
Oh, sure.
President's aunt used to come up here. She's an elderly lady. I would go up to her and say, and take her to Union the next day for her to visit her old friends over there. And Mrs. High was one of the ladies that I went to see. That was a gorgeous house. Beautiful furniture from it. I've never seen it from my And my husband, they had a boy and a girl. My husband went to college. The girl was the secretary for the president down at the Oregon University.
Oh,
well. They just happened to be down there one day, and she was so tickled to see somebody from Union.
Sure.
And Bill said she grabbed him and hugged him and kissed him, you know. And the kids that he was with, he said, "Boy, you've got a baby. Is he the secretary?"
You bet. That's where the power is.
So it was always nice to think it was gorgeous to see Mrs. And she was such a pretty woman. Dr. Gates dead for a long time.
Okay, so did you have brothers or sisters, Joy?
No.
Okay, and so you grew up here and then moved to the other farm.
Yes.
And then I'm not sure I know how you met your husband.
By accident, I think. He was one of the first soldiers that landed in Africa. And he got out of college. He went to work for a
Did he go to college here or
no,
Oregon State University?
I don't know why I didn't happen to see because back in those days, you know, the man didn't have any place to play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to use their hall over there to play. That's where all the games were. All of the grand games there for a long time. High school days, they were playing
Leader
instead of LeGrand. So they got facilities.
Oh.
Well, I had a very good friend in the day. Well, this girl, she was my age. I met her, and she was this other friend, and I suppose she and my husband went to school together, from eighth grade to high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of think that was Bill's only girl. And we were very good friends. Then during the war, she married, well, I used to work in the Falls there in the West.
Oh, yeah.
Long time ago. Well, I wasn't working there at that time, but her sister was working in there, and I went in there, and this young man was talking to her, and he still had part of the uniform on, and I'd never seen him before, but I don't know, there was something about him that kind of drew my attraction,
mm-hmm.
And so, I asked her later who it was, and she told me, well, Velma and I were going to go to Union to the dance. And I told her about it. She said, well, I'll introduce you there tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we got started.
Oh, that's romance, isn't it?
Well, I guess so.
He was back from the war then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was an awful time, wasn't it?
Well, you know, he belongs to the ROTC.
Hmm.
He belongs to that in college.
Mm-hmm.
He signed up for a year. He signed up again. Well, when he got through it, he went back to Kentucky. He had two more years of getting before he could completely quit. Well, when he was ready to quit, so they told him back there to go home, but to be back in Kentucky for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
They went back to real
place. Mm-hmm.
And they went across the Atlantic on the Mary. They really, they went to a storm. This story is related to Queen Mary by being on the side.
Mm-hmm.
He said, why he didn't say Kyle Lemon?
Hmm.
They're still being
That's a really good quality. Well, and Bill knew enough to fix things, didn't he?
Yeah.
Or figure it out.
He knew how to figure things out. He was a mathematician.
I see. And that would be true with farm machinery, I guess, and what all he did.
I guess so. Well, the man was in what they call reconnaissance. They weren't in battle. They followed the enemy until they knew fire. I guess they
There
are some place over there. They picked up an old friendship. They ever got in a big battle there at some place. Because he didn't say anything about it. What he was about. And Bill could speak a little things. He could understand more than he could speak. And that's when first he was kind of the same way. So he had been in the French army all of his life. He was very friendly on the east side of the family. And he told him that he would walk and kind of. And he pulled up his head and stopped. Right. Bill said he wanted to jump in. And I guess he could feel the earth that wasn't the sun. The Germans had three different. And so they just adopted it.
Well, yes.
And it was written for quite a long time, but a couple of spring. I can't remember why they finally captured them or not. I can't remember now. But anyhow, they left to back. Well,
Hard on decent men, wasn't it? Just what I read, but it's wonderful.
Just take care of themselves.
I don't have a clue. You never hear those stories, do you? Joy, I did leave the tape on, but when we transcribe this, if that's the piece you want to take out, we can do that. You can. Okay. Yeah, I'm very interested in it. Yeah. But you'll have a chance to look this over as well. We've shut off the tape at some times, but if there's anything in there that you think you don't want in there, we can take it out. Okay. Okay.
To use your knowledge, because it's something that happened. And we hope it never happened again.
Absolutely.
But I'm afraid it probably is today.
We've seen little evidence, haven't we? Yeah. Well, and somehow we need to know what happened so we don't do it again. You know, I think there's something to that. Let's go back to you. We have you as a little girl in this house and in the other house. Did you go to school from this house?
I went to the fourth grade.
Oh, so you went to a country school. Okay. Well, was that a schoolhouse?
Yes.
Okay. And you had one teacher?
No, I had two teachers.
You had two teachers?
Yes, I rode a horse most times, especially in the winter. The snow was pretty deep. Of course, the kids in the big room, especially the ones that was in the grade, the eighth grade, it seemed like to me at that time that they were young men.
And they were some of them.
Yeah. Well, when we raised, he drove up and walked by. We picked up a lot of the kids down north there where he is. And he rode a horse. Well, anyway, I would get to school about the same time they did. And those two boys, they always got me in a smile once I her up.
Oh, nice.
When school was out, they did the same thing. Well,
did you have a saddle? Or did you
oh,
go?
Sure.
Okay.
And so, I kind of crossed my heels, so I started going to school on the train. That was the year that the academic was improved.
You've
heard of that. Lots of people in the grade died. They closed the school. It was such an epidemic. Well, I didn't get the fact that I just went to school down here.
A lot safer. Yeah.
Well, we didn't get different food. And I don't remember anybody that I can remember down here that got the food.
Well, good.
But what's in town, there's just more people.
People are closer together.
So that's when I started going to school.
Which school did you go to, Joy? Anthony? Yes. Central?
Central.
Okay.
That's they never say anything about the way it was built, and it was a grade school. But I think that was originally when my husband's father, he went to a business college in Laverne.
Oh, really?
And I think that's the building that it was in at that time. I don't think it lasted too long. But then the three boys that came out there, and the younger boy, he was able to go to college.
Oh, I see. Well, let's see, the college wasn't started until the 30s.
About this college. No, that was an entirely different situation. And I don't know what the name of it was. And I don't think it was in there for very long. But it was there for a while. There were two people at this camp for education. And I guess for the time, I guess they had more money than they sent in. $10, you probably need $10.